AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland outline a series of actions aimed at cracking down on gun dealers and, with that, violent crime.
As part of our strategy, the Justice Department is creating five new strike forces to crack down illegal gun trafficking in the corridors supplying weapons to cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and the Bay Area.
Biden is also encouraging cities to voluntarily invest COVID-19 relief funds into policing and alternative crime reduction steps, such as increased community support and summer jobs for teenagers. Vice President Kamala Harris and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit the border with Mexico Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's a connection with former President Donald Trump's planned trip to the border.
We have no way to predict what former President Trump will say when he goes to the border. We can only guess.
Trump is to visit the border next week with a group of House Republicans and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A tech pioneer is dead and apparent suicide while in custody in Spain. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
John McAfee was discovered dead in his jail cell in Spain, hours after a court approved his extradition back to the United States to face tax evasion charges that could have led to decades in prison. The 75-year-old McAfee was well known for his software, but had recently been promoting cryptocurrency, which led to charges in Tennessee for failing to report income. Considered a bit of an eccentric, McAfee had been questioned in 2012 about the death of a neighbor in Belize.
Obviously, trumped up charges. Every charge, this is only the 10th that they've charged me with. But the first one was running a meth lab. Okay, that was ridiculous.
He'd been jailed in Spain since October. Authorities are still investigating McAfee's death, but say everything points to suicide. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, during a congressional hearing, defend the military's approach to racism. Austin telling Florida Republican Matt Gaetz,
"For you to say that people are telling me what I want to hear, I get it, but I'm smart enough to know
that does happen.
Maybe they're telling you what you want to hear."
Milley was asked why cadets at West Point were taking a seminar on understanding whiteness and white rage.
"I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that?"
Milley also defended the need to study critical race theory, since it is based on the fact that before the Civil War, blacks were considered three-fifths a person, and it took the war, the Emancipation Proclamation, and the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 100 years later, to change that. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.